Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, my radio family. This is Sister Judith. I greet you in that name above every name, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message that I began last week entitled, The Greater Works. But before I do that, we're going to get to some exciting things. But let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. And Lord, right now, I want to lift every member of my radio family. Some may be new listeners, Lord, and I ask you see every circumstance in their lives. You see what the day has been like. You see the battles they've gone through. You see the challenges they've needed to overcome. You've seen the trials that they're experiencing. Lord, some have gone through a very difficult day to day, but Lord, I'm asking that right now you would flood them with your peace. You will lift every bit of stress and anxiety from them. Lord, the burdens that have been weighing on them, you'll just lift them up, Lord, off of their shoulders. Lord, by faith, we cast every burden to your altar. We cast them, those burdens, to you. You said in your word, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for us. Father, we're doing that now in obedience. We trust you even when we can't figure out or understand how you're going to provide, how you're going to make a way. You will, in the multitude of your mercies and in the multitude of the tremendous ways you have of answering prayer. And so, Father, I thank you now for your anointing, Lord, to flow into your beloved from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord, that their joy shall begin to arise in their heart, faith shall be stirred, and they shall see ever more clearly who they are in you, a beloved child of God who has authority, who has power because of all that Jesus did. Because of what Jesus did, we have the victory. He is a mighty man of war, our Savior. He will fight for us. And Father, we thank you right now that you will move and just cause your strength to be imparted to them, strength in the inner man, Lord, and we praise you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I always enjoy praying because I know some of you are just, you wait for that. It's like, Lord, I need a touch from you. So as we agree, there's powerful agreement. Heavens knows, only the Lord does, how many people are actually listening, and we're in agreement. That's powerful, beloved. So there's no limitation in distance or time in the Spirit of God. All right, we've been talking about the wedding feast at Cana, which was the beginning of miracles that Jesus displayed, and this was actually before he began his public ministry. He actually began his public ministry at Passover about 4 months later, but this is a very unusual and unique miracle, and we're going to learn more about why that is so. But the fact is, what were the results of it? Well, he began to exercise his creative power. That which God started through Jesus has continued throughout our present day. That through the power of the Holy Spirit, God's church, ever since the early church, ever since Jesus ascended, he sent the Holy Spirit. Why? That we could continue to do the works that he started. Not greater in quality, but greater in quantity. Because now, as Jesus was only one person, now there is a many-faceted, many-membered body of the body of Christ throughout the nations of the earth. Even as I speak to you now, beloved, we've got family members all over this, not only the nation, but all over the globe, who are loving and serving Jesus with all of their heart. And while I'm thinking of that, we might remember in your own prayers, we need to pray for the persecuted church, so many of our brothers and sisters who are in bonds, who are being tortured and martyred for the cause of Christ. Beloved, more martyrdom this last century, this the 20th century and what we're seeing now in the Middle East, the Lord knows there's many unknown martyrs that are not unknown to heaven, but they're giving up their lives for the cause of Jesus. And it said he manifested his glory, a synonym for holiness. He was revealing his character. And of course, as a result of that, because being human creatures the way we are, we need something supernatural to experience God. And he's not short of the supernatural or of miracles. And the disciples believed on him. And I believe if you've walked with the Lord even a short time, you know the transforming power of the miracle-working power of God. Because the greatest miracle of all is the new birth, translated out of the kingdom of darkness that we all were once part of, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. All right, now we want to look at what was God's purpose. Why did Jesus apparently change his mind? Let's refresh our memory. Let me go to verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Then in the next verse, he's basically apparently being reluctant and saying, you know, it's not our concern. And his mother then said to the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. I hope that's on videotape in heaven. I would love to see that entire account of this miracle at Cana. What a joyful time. What a glorious time it must have been. What do we see here? We see faith moving the hand of God. We see the divine persuasion of Mary's faith. She made a confident request to the servants. She could no longer prevail as his mother, but as I mentioned before, that maternal authority had come to an end, but she began to understand his divine mission. She began to recall the words of the angel Gabriel to her, that this child shall be born who shall save people from their sins. The Messiah of Israel was indeed birthed into the world. And you know, also he'd been gone at least 40 days. He had been begun walking in the Father's plan for his life by a 40-day fast. He was tempted of the devil 40 days, and he got through those three temptations of the devil victoriously. He said in the first one, he was naturally hungry. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I had a Jewish friend who once said, he was a good Jewish boy. He did what his mama said. Well, he did. He set the pattern for us to honor our father and mother. However, we have to understand the dynamic that it was faith, her faith, and as we don't see actually that he was praying, but this is the second thing that we see. He set a pattern for us of seeking the Father's will. He obviously did that. He asked his Father about this, and as I shared earlier, this miracle was different from all others mentioned in the New Testament. Why? It was not done to relieve distress. Jesus laid down his divinity, his human will, as a pattern for us. What was Jesus's mission? To seek and save the lost, to destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He came to heal the brokenhearted. Isaiah 61 says clearly the mission of Jesus Christ. But we saw that he taught. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is his hand. He healed the multitudes. He delivered those who were demon-possessed. He raised the dead. This is what he came to do. However, what we see that in this case, it wasn't some distress that was being relieved. Even remember with the loaves and the fishes, they had been listening for 3 days. They had been fasting. They were weak. And Jesus said they would faint in the way. And so he, because of the love of his heart, having compassion on the multitude, there was the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. Jesus, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. What happened after Mary's request? He prayed. And that's a lesson for us. There's no formulas. Each situation is different. We must seek God and operate in discernment and wisdom from above. Beloved, what we see is that he was responding to Mary's faith. The Father gave him the go-ahead. And we have to understand, beloved, and this is important in our growth process, that not every good act is in God's will. Good acts, the word says, are actually an offense to God. Good acts to the wicked. Remember Eli and his sons. We have to watch our ability to rationalize. Being selfless and self-sacrificing doesn't make it God's best. You know, there's a problem with Christians sometimes, unless we're careful and really listening to the Lord, we can be in a situation we are enabling them. We are always supporting and rescuing them. And what happens? That allows them to continue in patterns of irresponsibility and to avoid God's dealings. Note, the prodigal son had to have a revelation. How do you suppose the father felt? He was being disrespected. His son asked for his inheritance before the death of his father. That was unheard of. And yet the father lets him go. He doesn't argue. He doesn't try to persuade him to stay. And yet he is constantly looking, probably praying for the son to return. It's a beautiful picture of the father bringing back his wayward children, because it finally takes the son doing everything he wants to do, and then he ends up where sin takes you, in the pig's pen, starving, and realizing at one point it says he came to himself. He came into his right mind. He realized his servants were better off than he was, and he said when he approached his father, "I have sinned against heaven and against thee." And the father, in the beautiful show of compassion and mercy, killed the fatted calf, put a ring on his finger, the best robe, and he said, "It's needful that we rejoice." Praise God. And so, beloved, we need to have discernment and understand that we must have the heart of God, but we must seek God. And in this case, as Jesus sought the Lord, he realized there were some purposes in demonstrating this particular purpose. We see faith moving the heart of God. We see the pattern of seeking the Father's will. And on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to see one of the purposes was a revelation of the Father's heart. Praise God. Well, I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue this message. I hope you're being blessed. I'm sure being blessed just sharing it with you. But for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close. And some of you, if you're struggling with some situation, if you need the support of agreeing prayer, beloved, there's power in agreement. That's what Jesus said. If two or three would agree as touching anything, he wasn't just, you know, blowing hot air. There was a purpose, a spiritual principle in that. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,